Fifth paragraph of Avakama, seventh Mishnah. Echad shav, echad kol behemel mefilas abo. Even though it says in the Torah, v'nafal shama, shor oy chamar, an ox or a donkey fell into the pit, ma'isa, any animal that falls into it, the valabar has to pay for it. And the same thing, hafroshes ha-sinai. It says over there also, that behemo ish lo yichya, a behemo should not go up the mountain, is lav davka, a behema, birds and chayos, wild animals are also included in that issue. The same thing goes for tashlumei kefil. Says someone stole something, says mishor at chamor atzeh, he has to pay kefil. It's also lav davka that any animal. Shav zaveda, even though the Torah mentioned shor v'chamor atzeh, also it means all the animals or birds. If they got lost, you have to return the fish. The frika. It says if you have to unload an animal that's overloaded, or the chasima, or that's when you're threshing with an animal, you're not allowed to muzzle it. All these things, even though the Torah says shor means any type of animal, kilayim, you're not allowed to pair two animals together, also is any type of animal, and birds also the same issa, you're not allowed to compare two different types of species of animals or birds together. Not only all types of animals, but wild animals and birds are included. Why does it say those two specific types of animals? Generally, people use oxen and donkeys for their work, so they were around in the house, and maybe they got lost, and they were used for threshing, and they were used for plowing. Therefore, that's why the Torah mentions it.